This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric. And Dennis isn't here. He's on vacation. So taking a nice Saturday off, but I'm here for you live. In studio in the brand new year, 2023. I'm sure by now it's the 7th. You've already broken your resolutions and you're already wondering how you're going to get through the year, but hopefully not. I'm just kidding. I've got one too. I've got to lose weight, which everyone's got to lose weight, right? That's what I'm going to be doing. So I told you on the air that I'm going to be doing it so that my wife is happy. You're all going to have to hold me to my resolution. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. I'll do my best to answer your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Wes Bryan emailed me last night, and he's like, hey, Eric, I'd love to come on the show at 10 o'clock. So we're expecting Wes to join us at 10, and we'll talk about the Rackspace breach and even LastPass and how you need to get stuff in place for disaster recovery and to deal with the fact that if your LastPass password manager, if you're a customer of LastPass, what you have to do now that the bad guys literally have the entire LastPass password vault of all their customers. It's encrypted, but they also have all the information about who their customers are. That's going to cause some trouble for you. So we'll be chatting about that at 10:05 with Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV. I'm excited to talk about that. Other news real quick for you, technology news about me. So, I'm a big fan of the Samsung Galaxy watches, and it's a smartwatch that looks like a watch. And I was minding my own business on just before Christmas, and my watch said, hey, I got an update. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, sure, go ahead, update. And I didn't even think of it, minding my own business, continued my work, and looked back down on my watch, and it was just black. And I'm like, wait a minute. Well, the update bricked it. And when I say bricked it, literally think of a brick that you would put in a sidewalk. It's as useless as a brick other than to walk on, which would be a shame to walk on your watch. But literally the update bricked it. It's useless. I call Samsung. Oh, we're sorry to hear that. You could trade it in for a 5. Oh, thanks. Thank you. I liked the one I had. It worked perfectly. You can trade it in for a 5. So, just to let you know, I'm in the same boat as you guys as far as technology goes. I didn't do anything wrong. Minded my own business. The watch said it wanted to update, and then it bricked it. It's ridiculous. But that's the situation we're all in with technology. You never know when the last update is going to destroy your day or ruin your week. So, and usual, we start with technology news. And we'll talk about ransomware. ZDNet has an article. The ransomware problem isn't going away, and these grim figures prove it. There's still a huge disruption from ransomware attacks, and there's no sign that criminals are intending to give up. That's because they get paid in fake money, but we'll go there in a minute. Up to 1,981 schools, 290 hospitals, 105 local governments, and 44 universities and colleges were hit with ransomware in the U.S. alone during 2022, demonstrating how ransomware attacks remain a significant cyber threat to the public sector and civil society. These figures on the numbers of governments, education, and healthcare sector organizations hit by ransomware attacks have been detailed by cybersecurity researchers at security at a company called Emisoft, who analyzed disclosed statements and press reports, and the information was posted on the dark web. You're looking at so many state, local governments, schools. They're soft targets primarily because their internal IT is really always behind, right? They really don't have a reason to be as up to date as businesses do because they are schools, universities, and government agencies. We can talk about why that's the issue, but they're clearly a nice soft target. The bad guys know that those entities don't have the money to spend on the proper security technologies. Well, we can talk about why they don't have that money to spend, but that's a different show. To protect them from their infrastructure, right? They need these companies, these entities, I should say, are all soft targets: hospitals, schools, universities, and they'll encrypt all their systems, and so they're useless. And the bad guys know, hey, pay us some money, and we'll let you have your systems back. Well, a lot of these entities are insured. And they'll just send the money off to the bad guys, or I should say they send the ransomware in Bitcoin back to the bad guys, and then the bad guys will convert it into real dollars because that's where the value is. So this is not going away, and hopefully our local state and school systems are doing a better job thinking about this. I hope they are, although I would pretty much can predict that the number of hits that we're going to have that we're talking about now from last year are going to be the same or more this year. And everyone's going to say, oh, well, it's just ransomware. What can I do about it? Well, there's tons you can do about it. There's some pretty easy things you can do about it, inexpensive things you can do about it. And you need to train up your people on what they should be looking for, not only your users, the users of your systems who need to have security awareness training so they have a clue as to what to look out for when these emails come in, because most of the time, all these ransomware attacks simply come in from the bad guy on the outside knocking on the door and saying, hey, what's your password? I know I joke about it on the show all the time, but that's why I joke about it on the show all the time. All the bad guys are doing, almost in every case, I would contend, the bad guy simply reached out to somebody within the organization, asked them to click on the link, you know, what's your password? Or they asked them for their password where it came down to they impersonated a 365 portal, or they impersonated their IT department, say, hey, your credentials are expired. You please re-enter the credentials. They collected their credentials, which is getting their password, and they were able to get into the system. I mean, it's pretty simple stuff. Until you guys as users get educated, this is still going to happen. And until the companies, these entities who are being impacted, put better security protocols in place to reduce the impact, you know, get some zero trust involved, get some segmentation involved, get some web defense involved, get some email defense involved. There's all sorts of things you can do to mitigate this, but it costs money, and it's some of those things that, again, these entities say they don't have any money for these things, and so until they have the money to have nice things and protect these networks, we're going to keep seeing these outages, which is kind of sad. In other news, so I brought up the LastPass thing. If you didn't hear about this, you probably didn't hear about it because we were off for a couple of weeks due to the holidays. But LastPass. So LastPass is facing a class action lawsuit over the Data Vault breach. There's a plaintiff right here is blaming LastPass for a loss of $53,000 in cryptocurrency and putting his security at risk. The lawsuit was filed right up here in New England in U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. Comes from an anonymous LastPass user named John Doe, who originally signed up for the service in May of 2016. He's demanding the company pay in damages after LastPass announced last month it had lost a copy of every user's password vaults to a hacker. When you use a password manager like LastPass in the cloud, you configure the LastPass to be kind of an intermediary between you and your online solutions that you use, whether it be your banks, whether it be your login into whatever it is, Amazon, whatever it might be. You have a master password into the vault, and then the vault can actually apply the passwords to those different portals so that you don't have to remember them all. And they're encrypted. And LastPass is saying, hey, you know, don't worry about it. The guy only has the encrypted vault. The class action lawsuit points out that the hacker stole unencrypted personal information about the users, including billing addresses, email addresses, telephone numbers, along with the website URLs assigned to each encrypted password. The hacker could easily exploit this information to target LastPass users with phishing emails designed to scam them. So again, the bad guys have the vault fully encrypted, but they now know who you are, which of you got into LastPass as a product. And you won't know if it's LastPass contacting you saying, hey, we're all set here, go ahead and do this, and you're going to upgrade your security. Or it's the bad guy saying, hey, go ahead and put your credentials in, and we're going to make sure we lock out the bad guy, right? So this is bad. This is very bad. And there might be this lawsuit, $53,000 in cryptocurrency, I mean, $53,000 worth of fake pet rocks probably won't go anywhere. But the bigger issue is the fact that this cloud password system was hacked, right? And I don't know how many times I got to tell you, this is not a surprise to me if you listen to this show for the past 15, 20 years. Just because you put your stuff in somebody else's servers doesn't make it more secure. And obviously, in this case, it clearly wasn't. And what you're going to have to do about it is be even more vigilant, right, about what's going on with the internet and the tools you use on an everyday basis, whether it be your bank, whether it be your financial services provider, whether it be Amazon, whether it be anything, whether it be your email provider. You will never know if it's a bad guy asking you for your password or the actual entity. Generally, the entity will never ask you for their password. They shouldn't be ever doing that. So never click on those links. We'll put the link up to this story as well. So I had another story for you as well. We'll get to maybe during the show. We'll see how that goes. Wes Bryan is expected at 10 a.m. So we're excited to talk to Wes about what's going on with the Rackspace breach. And I got one line open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number to call. And I will do my best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you know is among the millions of Americans with migraines.
New year, first show of 2023. Dennis is on vacation. So I'll do my best solo here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Four lines are all jammed up, so let's go right to your calls. Rich in Glastonbury is up first. What's happening, Rich? You got to press it twice, I guess. There you are, Rich. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Are you there?
I mean, the phone system is weird. It's like press it once or press it twice. So you've heard the show. So what's going on, sir?
Well, actually, that's why I'm calling you.
Okay.
It's a new year, so I'm ready for a new service.
Yeah.
GoNetSpeed is now available in our town, and I know you've been pretty hot on that over
the
years.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So that's a plus.
It's a no-brainer. It's an utter no-brainer. If you look at the commercials that are on TV for all the other incumbents that are out there, all the prices now are around what GoNetSpeed is offering you for 500 megabit speeds, and the competitors can't even get near that speed.
No, and I've been dealing with Cox, which is a joy and a pleasure.
Yeah.
So that's an easy one. Next one is voice over internet. We have that now through Cox.
Yep.
Is the best thing to do just go with UMA to get that onto GoNetSpeed, or what's a good way to do that?
That's a good way to do that, just going to UMA. And I actually think it's possible if you look at GoNetSpeed's website, they may offer it now too, a way to do voice over IP themselves. I've never used it. I think I saw it in passing on their site. But voice over IP is a real simple thing. It can be done through third parties or through the providers if they're offering it. So you'll be happy with it.
Goody. And how about cell phone service? What do you think is like a really great cell phone service? Because I can give you bad ones if you want.
I know, right? So I actually looked at making a change myself. I have Google Fi. I use Google Fi, which, you know, is about $23 a month. For me, which is pretty cheap. However, I work hard to jiggle the handle on the data use, right? I don't want to have my phone constantly reaching out to the cloud when it's unnecessary, and I want all my communications to be over the Wi-Fi, which, I mean, you know, I'm not sitting there driving and surfing the internet in the car or what have you.
Right.
So if you're not a big data user, Google Fi gives you the ability to keep it really low cost. So I looked at Mint. You know, I looked at what's his name there, the Green Lantern guy who owns Mint. That deal looks pretty good too. And of course, there's Consumer Cellular, which is also another low-cost provider. You don't need to go with the big boys because all of these other providers piggyback on those networks. They have been forced to share their poles.
Yeah.
So
you, serves them right.
Yeah, it does serve them right. So you can choose a cheaper provider. And I've had great luck with Google Fi. And as long as you manage the data use, you know, you'll be fine. If you can even do a quote-unquote unlimited with Google Fi for about $40.
Okay. Well, that all sounds mighty good.
Yeah.
So I appreciate all that. And I'm sorry to hear about your watch. That really does stink.
It makes me so angry I can't tell you.
God, yeah. I know. I mean, you trust them and they screw you. That makes,
yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
It is insane. And the thing is, I went to the where they told me to go to get it fixed. And the guys are so backed up there and they're not able to do it. So why not just give me the tool, right? They say that there's a tool out there where you stick your watch on the charging pad and then you connect it to a computer and it does some sort of diagnostic to see whether or not there's something broken on it. I know it's not broken. It's something with the update. But there's no way to get that tool.
And I know. It's a treat.
So I'm just cranky about it.
I'm the guy who called you twice so far about my idiotic visual field machine.
Yes, how's that going?
Oh, lousy.
the thoughts we gave you were kind of tough.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. And the problem is, now I've found I can get a replacement for half the price I had told you before, which is good.
Good, good.
But they're all the same, though, which is, okay, you got a six-month warranty, which we all know is based strictly on how long is that hard drive going to last. So we'll see.
Anyway,
these were better questions, weren't they?
They're better questions because they're able to be solved. That one you have is a pretty tough one.
Oh, no, it's an annoyance. Well, thank you so much. Have a great new year.
Yeah, you too, sir.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Rich in Glastonbury. Let's go on to Dave in Seymour next. What's happening, Dave? Oh, sorry, I got to press the button twice. I'm not sure what the New Year's bringing here with this phone system. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Interested. I have reason to. I have a 6 to 7 year old laptop.
Yep.
And it has Office 2016, and does not have Access. And I have somebody that wants me to help them. Doing something Microsoft Access.
Yeah.
So found a company and downloaded something from Digital Maze for a standalone 2021 Office. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I have not. What's the price on this thing?
It's $75 for a standalone.
It's pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap, correct.
Yeah.
So what I'm concerned about is I have to download this. And again, to load it, they tell you to remove your previous Office version.
Right.
Which okay. Do that.
Yep.
But it's like, so if it goes wrong, how do I go back to what I had? I mean, the Office came on the laptop when I bought it, so I don't have anything way to reload it that I know of.
Right. I don't think there's a recovery software you can get with 2016 where you can produce disks. Normally, you would have what's called a key, a software key. And you'll have to go back and download the 2016 instance, but you're not going to find a 2016 instance. so the thing here is that you've got a 2016 Office, but you only need Access. Did you purchase? Is that $75 purchase just for Microsoft Access or the whole suite?
Because it has the whole suite.
All right. So you're being cautious for realizing how Murphy can strike. I don't blame you. Well, I would tell you this then. Don't uninstall the old Office.
Okay.
All right. Load the new one and see how it goes, and then you can always uninstall the old Office. They're recommending you do that because they're worried about the DLL changes that are going to happen on the operating system. But you don't have to get rid of the old Office. You can have the old one sitting there. It may be impacted by the update because the update might, like I said, change DLLs that the 16 is looking for, dynamic link libraries within the operating system. But I think you'll be okay to just download it and then run it. If it works, go ahead and uninstall the old one.
All right. And would going back to a restore point get you beyond the...
Yes, sir. That's another great idea. Good. Yes, make sure you set your restore point up. Make sure that's there before you do the install. So at least you could always do that. You could uninstall the 2016, good thought, and then go back if it didn't go well. You just got to hope the restore point works for you.
All right. And I'll ask you, I know you got somebody coming on at 10.
I do.
Talk about
and we have a hard break at the bottom here. I got about 30 seconds. What are you going to ask?
You've mentioned Acronis before.
Yes.
And for full image. So I'd like to know what does that really buy me if my system you know, if I drop it, if I run over with the car or
okay.
drop it in a bucket of water.
I'll try to talk about a Cronus and backup after the break.
Thank you.
You got it, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we'll be right back.
And now, a WTIC news update.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric, and Dennis is on vacation. And I want to bring up Morgan Cunningham as a show at 2 o'clock. Stick around for that. He's going to be talking to Bowser from Sha-na-na. Now, I watched Bowser from Sha-na-na when I was a kid on TV, the show Sha-na-na. So they're going to be doing, a concert coming up. And Morgan at 2 has a show, and he'll be talking to Bowser about that and music and what's going on. And Grease for Peace, as it were. So check it out here at WTIC. Now, also, Dave, as he left the bottom of the hour there, he asked a question about a Cronus and backup, and we're running out of time. We've recommended a Cronus for a long time as a backup technology for your system. And what it does is an image-based backup. So there's many forms of backup, file-based backups and image-based backups. File-based backups are going to only back up your files, as it obviously states. Image-based backups backs up your system as it looks that moment, an image. Think of you looking your face in the mirror, right? It backs up that image of your system as it looks. And then if you happen to cut your face shaving the next minute, well, it has a nice uncut version before, ready to go to restore if you want to look good again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bonus offers that ability to do that for you. Fairly easy to do and fairly inexpensively. So if you don't have a backup in place by now, after listening to this show, you're just an accident waiting to happen. So hope that helps you, Dave. It's definitely worth doing. And let's go back to your calls. We're going to go to Rick in Wallingford. What's cooking there? Push the button twice. What is up with this phone system and two button pushes? What's going on, Rick?
Hi, Eric. Speaking about file-based backup.
Yes, sir.
I use my book from Western Digital.
Yep.
I like it. I like the software that comes with it. But I have a second machine that I want to buy another drive. I want the same thing, but I found out they make EasyStore and My Passport. What's the difference between the three products, and do they have the same backup and recover software for EasyStore and My Passbook that they have for my book?
So it's a tough question because I haven't researched those particular software packages. And the other snag you got to be careful with is when the support for these softwares go away, you're going to be kind of stuck, right? So as your backup gets older and older, and you're doing a great thing by using it, if it's now being replaced by newer software, you may want to consider using that for your backup.
What's the name of that? I didn't catch that.
Well, whatever newer software is coming along. So you're going and picking up the Passport backup now, right? It's going to come along with this new external hard drive you just mentioned?
A newer laptop. It's a used laptop, and I want to either buy my book or maybe my Passport.
Right.
If I buy my Passport, will I be disappointed because it's not like my book?
I can't tell you if you'll be disappointed or not, but you'll have two different softwares to learn.
Okay.
Right. So that's the issue. And of course, I bring up the old software because as you continue along for years and years using the same technology and you keep backing it up with the same software, if it's not supported, quote unquote, by the manufacturer anymore and you need help during a crisis, you're going to find yourself in as much trouble as if you didn't have a backup. It's kind of a weird catch 22. You're doing the right thing. And then, you know, what are you going to do? You could also do something simple like an X copy. We've brought up that before on the show where you simply copy files from point A to point B. They're not part of a backup software that has to kind of decode your system. It's just a simple copy that's happening. You can run a batch file that'll, you know, you can configure to run X copy and copy all your data. It won't be a full system backup, but it'll be your data backup.
What I like about the MyBook is it... it'll back up today, it backed up yesterday, last week, every day.
Yep.
And I have this bad habit of, oh, I don't need this file anymore. And then it's like, uh-oh.
What are you doing?
I have to go back 6 months and recover.
You're deleting stuff because you're cleaning up. Don't be a computer neat, Nick. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, Rick. At least you know how to recover and use that tool. That's great. You get some practice because you're blowing away stuff you didn't think you needed. And that's great that it works and you're comfortable using it. But I couldn't tell you the difference between the two softwares. If I could, you'd be like, this guy's weird because there's no way for me to be able to play with every tool out there. I would have you go out to the internet and see if there are other companies that have done comparisons. And PC Mag does a lot of comparisons. CNET does a lot of comparisons. You may find that they have done those comparisons and tell you the pluses and minuses. I would just tell you to try to stick with the tool you like and try to use it and stick with a company you like and their software you like rather than having to keep learning different versions of software. So in the case of Acronis, if you chose them, you know, you would be able to use that across both tools, both targets. You wouldn't really have an issue there. But you already know your software, so I wish I could give you more advice than that. Either try to stick with what you know, or learn a second tool.
I always find with software, the first thing I learn is what I work best with, like Photoshop. I work very well with Photoshop. If I try something else, do I really need it?
Right.
Maybe not.
No, you're exactly right. We're all creatures of habit, and once you've learned it, you know, to try to learn something else is definitely takes more time.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, I'm glad you're backing up, Rick.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, all right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, if I could just say, oh, yeah, I compare this all the time. I know exactly. That would be weird. Let's go to Jeff in South Carolina. Jeff, hang on, push the button twice. How you doing, Jeff?
Fine, and you?
Good, sir. How's the job going?
Oh, it's doing good. That project is over. I'm getting ready to start a different one.
Oh, you finished that project, though?
Yeah.
Nice. But now you've built your resume.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm patenting, but I heard you talking about LastPass.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? I got that password manager. I might have to go out and get this new password manager. It's called a 3x5 card.
Exactly. A 3x5 card is not going to get hacked. It really comes down to this, right, Jeff? So if you're a LastPass customer, the bad guys have the fact that you are a LastPass customer, and they may send phishing emails to you acting like they're LastPass to try to trick you into giving them your master password into all your passwords because they have the whole encrypted vault. So now you have to be on your toes even more to be prepared for this. And I guess I don't need to be able to access something instantly on the fly. I can wait and go to my 3x5 password system and log in when I need to. Nothing in my life is that urgent that I'm like, oh my gosh, I must log into my accounts for my financial planning so I can make sure I sell that stock so fast. No.
Right.
Right? I don't. So, you ask yourself how much you're using these password managers for, because if you go to the next one, I would tell you it'll get breached too. I mean, it's not a hard prediction.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I use it quite frequently, LastPass. And I went in there, I changed the master password.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I just went in there and changed the master password.
Right. And that's good. The bad guys can't get to your data because it's encrypted. Those password connections are encrypted, but they have everything else about you as a customer.
Well, I mean, everybody has that already anyway.
Well, no. See, if I walked down the street, I would never have known Jeff in South Carolina was using LastPass to ask you a specific question to trick you into giving me your password. See, that's the thing. You don't know what password manager I use except for the fact that I've told everybody on the planet what password manager I use. But generally, if you saw me on the street, you wouldn't know. So the bad guys now have a targeted way to go after LastPass customers. Right?
Oh, okay.
Why would they hack them if they couldn't do that? What was the reason? It wasn't for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're going to try to monetize this in some way. So you have to be extra on your toes to be certain whoever's asking you for that master password or asking you to update that master password, you got to find out why. And if you didn't initiate it, I would tell you not to do it.
I got something from Amazon saying, your account been locked. You need to, I just deleted it.
Right. Because you're smart enough to know that's a fake.
Right.
So that's the kind of stuff, though. Go ahead.
So I guess it's relatively, I mean, if you're going to use it, you just have to be vigilant.
You got to be vigilant now because you now, and the problem is, though, in 6 months to a year, see, password, the hackers have time. They have as much time as they want. Uh-huh. And they have as much resources as they want. So let's say people are still exploiting the LinkedIn breach because people still use their same passwords on other portals. So the dark web has these passwords out there. So this is something that's going to be haunting LastPass users, I would contend, for a long, long, long time. Right? So your thought might be to consider a different password manager. I couldn't tell you which one that I'd recommend. I had tried, I think it's called Bitwarden. which is a highly rated open source password manager. But it's, I can't tell you, it won't get impacted either as well. So, you know, just be vigilant, Jeff. And what are you going to shoot for your new work? What are you trying to do next? Or do you have something lined up?
I have to wait till they come down with something. It's like different projects will pop up and then they'll call you, you know, because they know I'm retired and I just do, you know, like part-time type projects, which right. give me the experience in different areas of IT.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's great. Well, let us keep checking in. Let us know what your next project is.
Okay. I have one more question I got. I should have asked that one first.
Okay.
Let me see what it is.
I'll say it again, Jeff. You're kind of.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is what a remote. When you're remoting into a computer.
Yep.
Okay. I got an iPad. I wanted to remote into my. I got a new computer with a solid state drive.
Yep.
And I wanted to remote into that. It was asking me for a password. I tried to use different passwords. I can't get in there. I looked online and said, okay, yeah, you could go in this way without using a password. But the password that they asking you for on remote is what password?
They're asking you for the admin level password of the thing you're trying to remote into.
So okay, so it would be the solid state, the new computer that I've already set up. They're asking for that password.
They are. So as long as you have a connection that you can make from your iPad to that computer's platform, it's gonna you have to put your credentials in. So like if you log in on that machine as, you know, Jeff SC with a password of password as the admin, which of course would be a silly password. That would be what they're asking you to do because it's again, wants to credential you. If it didn't ask you for a password, that wouldn't be a very secure system, would it?
Right, right.
So
exactly.
It's the host.
They asked me for my admin password. Then,
that's what I'm guessing.
Remote it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, then. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Jeff. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to step out for a break. Three lines open for you. Just me, myself, and I helping you out with your computer problem, comments, question, concerns. Mr. Dennis is on vacation. I'll do my best, and we'll post everything as fast as we can. It may not get to the website this week, but it'll definitely get to Facebook and Twitter. Mike G is posting that stuff as fast as he can. We'll be right back. And I am back. That was quick. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'll be here till 11 o'clock doing my best to help you out with your computer problems, questions, and concerns. And Wes Bryant checked in with me last night saying he wants to come on the show and talk about Rackspace and LastPass and disaster recovery. And so we're expecting Wes from IT Pro TV to be joining us at 10:05. So stick around for that. Let's get to your calls, though. You're nice enough to join me on this first show of 2023. We're going to go to Dan in East Windsor. What's cooking, Dan?
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
I'm doing okay.
Two different questions for you. One of them I thought of while I was online. But the reason I called is I got a friend who has a computer. It's actually her mother's computer. She asked me to come over and look at it because she, for some reason, could not put in her Wi-Fi password to get online. And so I came over. I tried it. And so I looked. The keyboard was plugged in. And I tried it. I tried to put the password in Notepad. I couldn't get the keyboard to work in there. Couldn't get it to work in the web browser. But for some reason, the keyboard would work in the address bar in Windows File Explorer. That was the only place I could get it to work. So I ended up having to kind of go around the bar and get the door. I typed the password in there, highlighted it, copied it, then used the mouse to paste it into the field for the Wi-Fi password. But, you know, that's not solving the problem. That's just going around the bar to get the door.
That's like a MacGyver approach to password. That's good, man.
You know, the only I could think of. It wouldn't even work in the Windows run dialog box.
Okay.
It was weird.
That is weird. That's very weird. So what did you try else?
Well, I did it. I looked online when I got home. I went online and looked, and, you know, I found a whole bunch of articles that said the problem is Firefox, but that's not it with her computer because she's not even using Firefox. So, so I don't know.
What's the operating system, Dan?
It's Windows 10.
All right, so keyboard not working in Windows 10 is definitely a thing.
That's the thing. It works, you know, some places in the computer, not others. That's the weird part.
Yeah. Have you gone to the control panel and tried to remove the input devices like the keyboard completely from the configuration?
I went into device manager and I removed the keyboard and then restarted the computer and let it find the keyboard again, but that didn't solve the problem.
All right. What manufacturer of computer keyboard do you have?
I believe the keyboard and the computer are both HP.
Now the HP, does it have do you have the little assistant there in the right hand corner of the
I don't remember. I'm not looking at it. I'm home.
Okay.
I just remember it was an HP desktop computer.
Yeah. If it's relatively current, there's an actual diagnostic assistant that might detect the keyboard not working, because this is a pretty weird thing, and might be able to fix it by running that diagnostic tool.
Okay. And I will suggest that to her, or I'll look at it next time over there. And while I got you on here, I thought of this while I was on the phone. What do you think of CompTIA?
CompTIA? I think it's been around my entire career.
Okay.
So basically CompTIA, if you become Network Plus, Security Plus, A Plus, I'm working on my Security Plus myself. It's something, and as a salesperson, you don't find too many salespeople being Security Plus certified. The fact that they are basically giving you a badge of acceptance, this guy went through the training, this guy went and did the testing, he does know or she does know what you're doing, they're doing, it helps us as employers know at least you have the basics.
Okay, good. Because I saw they have an unbelievable special going on right now, 13 courses for $69. I mean, it's, you know.
13 core, and that's from CompTIA directly.
Yes, from CompTIA.
Yep, and that's great. Yeah. And that includes the testing or just the courses themselves?
I believe it's that. I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that. But mm-hmm. I mean, it was. I saw it on Facebook, click the link, and it's right there. 13 courses for $69. I remember the A Plus, Network Plus, and that's, I don't remember, there's a whole bunch of them. There, 13 of them there.
Yeah, well, the Security Plus is, you know, is a pretty heavy lift. It's a good, you know, 30 to 40 hours of work. That's just some training before you even get into cracking the books and doing the practice testing. But that's a good thing, man. What are you going to start with? Are you A Plus certified now? Network? Do you have any certifications?
No, I don't. I'm everything I've ever learned, I've been self-taught just through, you know, searching.
Okay.
And I've done pretty well so far.
Well, yeah, your explanation of how you got around that password issue was pretty, pretty cool. Are you looking to change careers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, there's plenty of openings for geeks. So
yeah, I drive a truck for a living right now. I do pretty well doing that, but
yeah.
I made $78,000 last year, so it's pretty good. But you know,
it is.
And I know I'm not going to make that entry level coming into IT, but, you know.
It's interesting as to where you go and what you decide to do and what aspect of IT you're going to look for. Yeah. We have been interviewing. We hired 13 people last year. I mean, it was unheard of. Basically, you'd interview guys who have been working for like big companies like Aetna Travelers or what have you. And they were on the help desk. And all they were doing was password resets for cell phone interfaces.
Oh, gee whiz.
And they call themselves IT. And, this, you know, like, hey, do you know anything else? No, they don't. So be careful. When you go into big companies like that, you're going to be, from what we've seen, pigeonholed into specific thing. Like literally you're going to push this button all day long and that's the only button you're going to push. And they're not even going to explain how that button connects to all the other buttons. You want to consider working for companies like ours that are MSPs or ASPs. We call ourselves an ASP, but it's the same idea. There's plenty of companies.
Actual service provider.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I'll explain that down the line. Yeah. But the point is you want to get your hands dirty in all sorts of different aspects of IT. And, as long as the company that you go with is not going to, it knows you know what you're doing and doesn't stick you into a server install.
I would eventually like to become an MCSE.
Yeah, that's a great aspiration. See how you get through the CompTIA is if you find that your aptitude is very good. Also look at IT Pro TV. They'll help you train as well. We have a link to that on computertalkwithtab.com. They do a whole mess of training.
And that's a good segue into the fact that Wes Bryant is coming up.
He better. He said he was going to show up. So
he didn't last time.
I know. I mean, what can I tell you? You know, IT geeks, IT people are flaky, I guess. I don't know. We're all flaky. He'll be here with us. I have confidence. Check it out. IT Pro TV will give you a lot more in-depth. But CompTIA is well-respected in our field. And if you get certifications, it means you know what you're doing.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck, Dan. Keep us posted.
I will. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, bye-bye. changing careers. I mean, going from driving trucks to IT, why not? You wouldn't believe the folks and walks of life that we deal with when it comes to the folks we look at for technology. We also look for folks who have been in the military. We tend to focus on them first because, you know what? They show up. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. I expect Mr. Brian to be online at 10 o'clock-ish. Hope he's listening. And we'll talk about Rackspace and LastPass and disaster recovery and his take on some of the things that have been happening last year and going forward. So feel free to get online, too. We'll have four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. Mike has posted everything over at our Twitter site. Tab Computer Sys is our Twitter handle. And if you want to follow us now, everything will get to you. No reason to think it won't, as in the past. And you can follow us on Facebook as well. And maybe if Zuckerberg deems it worthy and you're not in Australia, it might get to you because they still have the same problem Twitter had in the past. But we'll be here till 11 o'clock. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.